The Saints moved to 4-0 at home and continue a fine start of the season, now 6-1 overall after this afternoon's 35-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome into our postgame wrap-up here on NewOrleansSaints.com. John, a victory today for the Saints. I think that most expected the Saints to take care of business at home today, but certainly you don't know until it's all said and done. Thankfully, that Saints offense got going in the second half to complement the good defense that we saw throughout the day, and the Saints improve. Yet, Sean Payton still had some things that were worth chirping about after the game. Maybe paraphrase it to get us started here on what Coach Payton had to say.
Well, Buffalo was pretty plucky, as you mentioned, but you know he was pretty upset about the penalty situation. A couple of situations where he had to call a timeout. The Saints only had 10 men on the field. And he said, you know, those are the recurring themes, those are the recurring errors that will cost you against good teams down the road. So neither he nor Drew Brees were particularly pleased. In fact, I think Coach Payton's specific words were sloppy, and he really did not like some aspects of it. Of course, he liked getting away with the win, but he didn't like the way they won.
All right, let's start with the defensive side of the ball, John. The tone really kind of set in that first play from scrimmage. David Hawthorne, who was fantastic today, pops that ball loose. Thad Lewis is beat up on the play, and the Saints are in business, at least stopping the Bills their first offensive look. That only continued as the day went about. Three takeaways in all. And now for the season, John, the Saints are well ahead on the plus side when it comes to the turnover battle.
Well, you know, they do statistics on these things, and certainly nobody knows that better than the Saints, what percentage games you win when you win the turnover battle. And I think it's, you know, in the 75% range or something, somewhere in there. But these guys really have emphasized under Rob Ryan this defense creating turnovers and getting the football out. They ended up forcing three fumbles, recovering two, getting an interception by Keenan Lewis. So they're getting their hands on the ball. And more than that, you know, they're coming up with the ball.
Thad Lewis was hit early and often today. As a matter of fact, four sacks in all. It seems like, John, the Saints defense did a good job of pressuring that young quarterback.
Yeah, and they didn't have to do it so much with blitzes. We saw Cameron Jordan getting a sack strip. We also saw Junior Gallette get one. These are guys who are in the front seven. And if you're getting to the quarterback in your base defense, if you don't have to send extra pressure to get to him, then you're always ahead of the game. Now, a couple of times they did send some extra pressure, and Corey White did end up getting a couple of penalties with that, you know, a couple of helmet to helmets. But for the most part, they didn't have to do it as much as, you know, they did it in previous games. And when you're doing that, you're always at an advantage.
Keenan Lewis had what, his third interception of the year today? And then, of course, we had fumble recoveries. We mentioned Hawthorne as the first play from scrimmage, and then Cam Jordan also had one today as well.
Yeah, Cam Jordan did a great job of getting to the quarterback, and we didn't know if he was going to necessarily play this week. He had coming around with that leg injury, and so getting him and Jimmy Graham back on the field were kind of added bonuses for the Saints.
All right, checking our notes real quick on the defensive side of the ball, the Saints defense has now allowed 120 points. That's 17.1 points per ball game. That's only been done a handful of times in franchise history. As a matter of fact, the years 91, 92, and 2000, all three of those clubs went on to the playoffs. So this bodes well for a team that's done this now through seven games. Let's turn our attention to the offensive side of the ball. 10 guys today had at least one reception, and Pierre Thomas finally rushed for a good sizable amount of yards, the most by any Saints ball carrier this season, 65 yards.
Well, here are a couple of numbers that Coach Payton will like. 7 for 15 on third down. He's going to like that. And 3 for 5 in the red zone. Now, of course, yes, you'd like to be perfect in those areas. But if you can't be perfect, at least they're improving on those numbers. Those numbers are getting better as the Saints offense moves along this season.
We felt like early in the day that keeping Drew Brees off his back would be key. He did get sacked four times today, but his passer rating today, I mean, almost perfect. If you look down the numbers, it's another career game above 140, his 14th, as a matter of fact. He finished at 146.1. This after going 26 of 34 for 332 yards and 5 touchdowns. The 5 touchdown mark is also now an NFL record because he's done it 8 times in his career. That's the most by any quarterback so far.
You know, again, you just take the guy for granted. You see that kind of excellence week in and week out. And certainly, you know, you start just posting numbers and saying, okay, we expect Drew Brees to do this, but still it's phenomenal when he continues to do it time and time again. And to spread the ball around, you know, people have been saying, okay, the receivers aren't getting enough catches, and, you know, are you concentrating too much, looking too much for Jimmy Graham? Well, today he goes to the receivers. Kenny Stills ends up with 3 catches, 129 yards. So, you know, this offense is diverse. It has a lot of weapons, and they go to a lot of people.
3 guys significantly returned from injury today. All 3 of them had an impact on the game. Lance Moore, Jimmy Graham, Zach Strief.
Yeah, 3 guys on offense, and having Lance Moore back really kind of solidifies your offense, bounces it out some. Buffalo's a heavy man-to-man team, and a lot of the sacks Drew Brees will take are instances where he's holding on to the football, doesn't want to throw it up for grabs. But the first guy who catches a touchdown today, Lance Moore, a guy who specializes in great route running and has great hands, so he's able to get that separation and get that ball in his hands. And to have Jimmy Graham back, of course, that's a nice security blanket for Drew Brees. He got shut out in his last game against New England. Jimmy Graham ends up with two touchdowns today. And again, having Zach Streif back at right tackle, that solidifies your offensive line. You get the cohesion back because you have the guys who are used to practicing and working there together.
Mercedes-Benz Superdome was another sellout today. It sure was good to be home, but it's back on the road now next week. The New York Jets await. The Jets have been one of the surprise stories of the NFL this fall. So we'll see how this all shakes out. It'll be an interesting week for the New Orleans Saints as they prepare. Make sure they stay focused on the New York Jets because we all know what lies after. The gauntlet that is November, this tough schedule. You at least, John, have given yourself a good shot to stay out in front here by winning today and still controlling the NFC with a 6-1 record.
Well, that's the main thing. You want to keep that cushion. Continue to keep that cushion because Carolina is coming. They're 4-3. They're two games back in the loss column, but the Saints are continuing to keep that cushion. You go to New York. New York has a great defense, and a rookie quarterback. You'd like to believe you can rattle him, but he's won several comeback games, so I don't necessarily know if Geno Smith is going to be all that much that you can rattle on the road.
All right. Keep an eye on exclusive interviews tonight on NewOrleansSaints.com. If you haven't seen them already, Pierre Thomas is one of them. Kenny Stills is another. John DeShazer is also plenty of content for you, both video and written word tonight, and then J.D. and I will be back with you tomorrow on the Black and Blue Report on NewOrleansSaints.com, kind of with that Monday morning look back, and we'll also hear from head coach Sean Payton at his Monday morning press briefer. 35-17, the final score here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Saints are perfect at home at 4-0, and we had a good time today. We hope you did too, cheering on the black and gold. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. That'll do it here from the press box at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We'll see you a bit later on, right here at NewOrleansSaints.com.